Welcome to Pōpōrō, Episode 1. If you find the English difficult, please go to the website. Links in the show notes. Hot. Very hot. And it is getting hotter. Summer. It is hot in the little village of Libros. The village is in Spain. Spanish summers are always long and hot. Libros sleeps through the long and hot summer days. Be quiet. She sleeps. The children of the village have gone away for the summer. The only boy in Libros is Arturo. Arturo does not sleep. He walks under the hot summer sun. He walks. Summer holidays, playing with boats on the river, walking in the wild hills, looking for birds, lizards, and other animals with Granddad. Small animals, big blue sky. How Arturo loves the summer holidays. But this morning, Granddad is playing parchisi in the bar with his friend. Arturo walks down the road. He is wondering what to do. He is hungry.
Hungry. Grandma always cooks good food, but now it is not time to eat.
The boy walks past an orchard. There are many red apples in the orchard. They are saying to Arturo, "Eat me, eat me." Mr. Jimenez's orchard.
Arturo always has a water bottle in his backpack. He is always thirsty. Mum says she doesn't know anyone as thirsty as Arturo. But he has no food. The apples are saying to him, "Come and get me."
It is easy to jump the fence, climb a tree, and get an apple.
Arturo looks. There is no one on the road. In Libros, the siesta starts in the morning and ends the next day. So Arturo climbs the fence.
He is in the orchard now. The smell of apples. Some of the apples are brown on the ground.
Those apples do not smell so good.
Apple trees are easy to climb. He finds one with strong branches and starts to climb. Up. Up. Arturo likes climbing. Soon he is at the top of a tree. He sits on a branch. There are apple stems near his head. He looks over the fence to the Turia River. To the right are the old houses of the village. Grandma's house is at the other end of the village. The Libros eagle is flying in the sky. Arturo is thinking about nothing. Thank you. thinking,
"Hungry! Which apple will I eat?"
It is a dog, of course, loud and frightening. "Where is it?" Arturo looks and looks. He hears it, but he does not see it. It is coming closer. Arturo did not know that Mr. Jimenez had a dog. Now the boy can see the dog. It is big, black, and very loud. Now it is under his tree.
"Mr. Jimenez is in the bar with Granddad. They are friends. Sooner or later, Mr. Jimenez will leave the bar. He will find out why his dog is barking. And Granddad will find out too."
Arturo does not know what to do. He does not want to jump down if the dog is there. But if he does not jump down, Mr. Jimenez will find him. He picks an apple and throws it. It does not hit the dog, but the dog does go away. But then the dog comes back, barking more loudly. Arturo throws a few more apples at the dog, but now there are no more apples that are close. How he wants some big apples to fly off their stems to the dog. And they do. The dog runs away. It comes back, but it is frightened now. It does not come so close. More apples fly off their stems. Are they bird apples? Is that how they fly? No, in this story, apples are apples and birds are birds. We are not telling a fairy tale today. Baba Yaga is not making magic spells in Spain. But the boy does have a secret. If he thinks hard, he can do something to the air. Arturo calls it squeezing, but it has no real name. He uses a word that is about something else. There is no good word. There is no good word, because what Arturo can do does not exist. Except that it does. Squeezing is not easy, but when it works, it is very good. The dog does not come back. Arturo jumps to the ground, runs to the fence and climbs it. The dog does not see him. Arturo hears voices. The boy has forgotten to be hungry and thirsty. He has forgotten to pick an apple to eat. He is running through some bushes, down a little hill. He is at the river now.
No dogs. No people. Only lizards.
Lizards that run away from him.
The hot, hot sun. Insects. Grandma says they are always loud when it is hot.
The smell of river water in summer has a name. It is not a nice name like Ang or Samantha or Freddy. It is the sort of word that your mother does not want you to say. Arturo puts the bad water in his bottle. Sooner or later, he will need to drink, but he does not really want to drink bad water. The boy walks slowly over the ground next to the river. He is walking back to his grandparents' house. Thank you. somewhere a car.
Hot sun, insects, smell, Spain in summer. You cannot do anything about it. We are all insects in the hot sun, making loud sounds. Will anybody hear us?
The river is down the hill from the road. There are trees between the river and the road. When you are at the river, no one in Lybros can see you. Only children come to the river. The path is bad. It is too difficult for the old people to walk on. The boy comes to the little path that climbs up the hill to the road. He is near his grandparents' house now. He smells food.
What's that?
Arturo hears loud voices up on the road, louder than the insects.
Who is it?
He stops. He listens.
One of the voices is Granddad. Perhaps Mr. Jimenez knows about me in the orchard.
We want to talk to the boy. We need to do some tests.
That voice is not Mr. Jimenez,
Arturo thinks.
Why do you need to test Arturo?
That is Granddad's voice.
If Arturo is sick, we will take him to his doctor. It will be easier if you let us do it.
Easier? Easier for what?
Arturo wants to know.
You need to go, or I will phone the police,
says Granddad.
Granddad is not happy.
We will be back. We will wait for the boy and his mother,
say the men.
It's a free country,
Granddad says. That is all. Granddad walks away. Arturo hears the sound of car doors. The sound makes the insects stop.
Have the men gone? I have not heard the car start.
Bang, bang, bang. That is the sound of Arturo's heart.
Thanks for listening to Pupuro. If you are learning English, go to the website at pupuro.eu for art, interactive vocabulary, and interactive exercises. If you like Pupuro, please give me a like or a positive review on your podcasting platform. You can also support me through Patreon, and you can email me. See the show notes for email and links. Fossil fuel industries are destroying our world.